to win a visit to your classroom with Kiwi hampers for you and your classmates. Kiwi, quality shoe polish.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's 7:48 right now. Thank you so much for choosing us. We're talking ghost stories. What are the ghost stories in your town or growing up? Shaquan, let's have this talk, okay?
Yeah.
Let's make me understand. Maybe we are talking about a different Maria here. Maybe they were cousins. Because, you know, some households have that nonsense of giving the kids the same names, but then the middle names are different.
Oh, yeah.
So you are Maria J, and the other one is Maria S. We've had one in primary school and another primary. It's just like...
Really?
It was very weird, dude. Like, but anyways, it's weird for me, but for their household, it makes perfect sense. Explain your ghost for me, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my ghost had this long black hair, and she had this white dress that was just flowing in the air. She had this cute heels. I'm just kidding. So listen, my experience with Maria the Ghost was in 1997. I was grade 2 at Bethel. That's the year that I moved. Probably not even the year. Man, listen, I've probably been in Windhoek for like a couple of weeks at the time. I had moved from Okahanja at the time. I was schooling at No Ape.
Okay.
That's where I was from my kindergarten and my grade 1. So grade 2, I come to Bethel. Shop. And then I remember this one time where I think it was me over, you know, the transition of not, you know, living with my mom, not having to live in my uncle's house. Still getting used to, because I was a very sensitive child. I mean, I'm still very sensitive in terms of like being very picky with what I eat and so forth.
Yeah.
So I didn't really like my aunt's cooking, I would have to be honest. Her food always made me sick.
Okay.
So this one day, because we attended afternoon classes, afternoon school, if you will, because we didn't have enough classrooms at the school where I was. So what happened is that they divided up the groups, like grade 1 and 5 to 7 were in the morning, and then 2 to 4 were in the afternoon. So I was part of the afternoon group since I was grade 2. So what happened is that I had really very terrible magwerk.
Okay, that time now.
That time.
Yeah, in that particular moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was very difficult for me to be in class and focus and stuff like that, right? So then I kept, you know, excusing myself, going to the bathroom, you know, up and down, whatever it is. Dude, like for hours. What felt like hours, like maybe a couple, maybe 2-3 times. And then this fourth time, I'm like, I can't. And then she looks at me, hey, Rukwao, oh my God, our teachers were such bullies. I'll never forget her. Oh, anyway. So she's like, oh, you want to go again? And I'm like, not far. And then I just start crying. And she's like, okay, fine, just go.
Yeah.
So as I'm walking out, going to the bathroom, our bathrooms were scary, by the way. They were so dark.
Not even
one light in that bathroom. It's just like 50 of them. You're like, okay.
Of Emmanuel Reuters, but yeah.
Nah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So when I get there, there's like a group of kids who are standing in front of the bathroom and they're screaming, Maria, Maria, leave home with her, with her. And I'm like, what in the hell is going on? Y'all move because I'm about to myself.
Yeah.
You know, so what they were basically saying is that, no, Maria, leave her, don't touch her, let go of her. But I could hear someone in the bathroom screaming. Okay, so but listen, man, I'm focused on my machwerk.
On your machwerk situation,
I'm inflamed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I end up going into, no, and I tried squeezing myself through.
Yeah.
And then the girls were like, no, 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 you can't go in. Maria Urimbo, like, she seems like you're going to die or something like that.
You're like,
I don't even know who Maria is at this point, right? We didn't have these things in Okahanja.
Yeah, yeah. And you were a couple of weeks old in Windhoek.
So then I go to the guy's bathroom, the boy's bathroom.
Yeah.
So then I come out, and as I get to the class, the girls start screaming. And I'm speaking about like probably like a group of like 7 girls.
Yeah. And they're like screaming.
No, but like, legit, like something happened, we are scared type of thing. They're screaming, but I could still hear the one inside screaming, the one who was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So then I just get in and I'm feeling a bit better, and then I continue with my day.
Yeah.
The next day we hear that there's a girl, a grade 2 girl, that died in the bathroom. Like she was
strangled.
Yeah, she was strangled. And for me, it was just strange. I didn't understand and stuff like that. And you might think it's not real, but like the child's parents came to school and that the way that woman cried, that was legit, young.
Yeah.
It was like a whole memorial at school in World War and stuff like that. So yeah, that was my experience. So apparently, Maria was in the bathroom and she was no business with the girl.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh my goodness. I mean, obviously at this point it's unverified in terms of the cause of death.
Yeah,
but,
true.
But
what
kids,
Maria was there.
Maria was there at that point.
Uh-huh.
Wow, dude.
So yeah, that happened.
After that incident, yeah. Was there any other Maria story yes. in Windhoek?
Yes.
That you would hear from time to time?
Yes.
From the Lokshien and so on?
Absolutely, like in our location, because I was like literally leaving like 2 minutes
yeah.
from the school,
okay.
mind you.
Okay.
Not
okay.
even that, the school's around.
This was Herolokasi.
Herolokasi, yeah. So the schools around there, Sid Barnabas, okay, it's Stain Barnabas, but we just say Steny or Stain Barnabas. Tio Kashimwine,
yeah.
They also experience PPS.
Yeah, yeah.
People's primary school yeah, or whatever, yes, close yes, to ShopRite. Yes. Yeah, no, we heard it all around.
My goodness. I had no idea. But also, yeah. How will I know? I guess I'm 2 minutes in Windhoek also.
Yeah. Tell us about your Maria story.
So my own Maria story was just between Wobbishman and Sakopmund. You
okay.
know what I mean? Like you would be scared to death to drive that road because Maria might be in your car or she might pop up in your car.
Ooh.
The theory that I have
yeah.
is the reason why that road experiences so many accidents
mm-hmm.
is perhaps because of that. That is my conspiracy theory.
Oh.
That is my childhood theory and it has stayed with me for so long.
Mm.
Because the story was Maria might be in your car or she might be like she might jump in your car or something like that, or she might stand in front of your car while you're driving and you try to swing out of the way, Moss, and when you swing out of the way, accident. Yeah, that was the theory that I always had, because my sure. goodness, Wobbish Bay and Sakopmund,
that road
has claimed many lives.
Oh.
That road has sent many families into depression and financial constraint, I promise
yeah, yeah,
you.
Yeah.
We have lost an older brother in that road. So I know that road very well.
Mm.
So that was our thing. Maria the Ghost is between Wobbish Bay and Sakopmund.
Yeah.
And that's just that. As a matter of fact, our elderly, right? Our elderly
yeah, yeah.
hated driving between Wobbish Bay and Sakopmund at night.
Mm.
Hated it. Like if we were busy in Sakopmund with family, whatever, we'd just stay over in Sakopmund.
Yeah, yeah. Because we're not driving back home.
We're not
this
driving.
Time.
Like, my dad was not going to do it.
Mm.
He was just not going to do it. Maybe see that I see we're goed. Achir goed enough.
There's
still
like a lot of people.
A lot of people, you know what I mean?
Light. Mm.
But after 9 or after 8, goed.
You're sleeping. Get comfortable.
Get comfortable.
You're sleeping
you're
here.
Sleeping,
today.
You're sleeping here. Let's. In that time, we have our 10 and whatever.
Yeah.
So it's really amazing. Okay. So I'm just thinking. This Maria the Ghost person. She encompasses a true Namibian spirit. Am I? She's in Windhoek. She's
oh,
there
you
in
mean
the
Omanda.
She's in Omtata.
Yes.
Ah, guy, come on, man. Send us your ghost story. We'd really love to know.
Yeah.
083-000. We will check out your voice notes right after Ethnics.